Now lie down and shut your eyes. Get comfortable and listen to what I say. There is nothing very mysterious about hypnosis. We're simply in a different state from our usual one. But so are we when we're daydreaming or strongly absorbed in anything. And it comes about as a result of narrowing and focusing attention and by using repetition and monotony. You won't do anything you would not normally find acceptable. The important thing is that by concentrating on things like breathing and relaxing and pleasant images, you can move yourself into a state where you are more receptive to ideas and suggestions than usual. I can assure you that you will be very relaxed during this session, and afterwards you'll feel fine, free of tension, calm, content, and refreshed. And you'll also learn how to get yourself into a state of mental tranquility and physical relaxation. And the suggestions made while you're in these receptive states will take root in your mind and produce the changes that you want. Now you'll find that you'll be able to change your position or do anything you consider necessary to make yourself comfortable. We'll begin by asking you to find a spot on the ceiling which makes you look up and back a little, placing some strain on your eyes. Look steadily at the spot and listen to what I say. Look at the spot as steadily as you can. If your eyes happen to wander away from the spot, just bring them back. And after a while, you'll find that the spot gets blurry, or perhaps moves about or changes colour. That's all right. And should you get sleepy, that'll be fine too. Whatever happens, just let it happen. You keep staring at that spot. And there'll come a time, however, when your eyes will be so tired, your eyelids will feel so heavy, that you'll find it difficult to keep them open any longer, and they'll close, perhaps of their own accord. And so when this happens, you just let it take place. Now, I want you to concentrate on relaxing. Breathe slowly and deeply. Say relax to yourself in your mind as you breathe out. Relaxing is simply letting go of tension, being prepared and willing to release your tension. Just letting all the tension flow out, drain out of your body. If there are any external noises around, let them flow over and away from you and recede right into the distance. Now make your right fist into as tight a ball as possible and then relax it. And this is to show you the contrast between tension and relaxation. Can you take some time now to become aware of tense areas in your body and either clench or stretch the muscles involved and then relax them. Relax the muscles in your feet, in your knees, and in your thighs. Feel the tension flow out down through your legs and out through your feet and toes. Tighten up your tummy muscles. Tighten your abdomen. And now relax. Let the tension drain away from your chest and your back muscles. Let your forehead go smooth and your jaws go slack. And let the little muscles around your eyes loosen, your eyelids heavy. And let any tension go out of your scalp. Loosen your scalp. Clench the muscles in your neck now by pushing your head forward onto your chest and then push it onto your back and feel the tension in the back of your neck. And now relax it and let all the tension flow out of your neck and down through your shoulders and arms and out through your hands and fingers. Just let it all drain away. Concentrate on your breathing, slowing down your breathing, right down. Breathe in deeply and breathe out slowly. Now I want you to let your mind take you to your favorite relaxing scene or image. Our memory, a time when you felt really good. And it is these three things, concentrating on relaxing, slowing down your breathing, and filling your mind with pleasant images, are the ways that you can deal with stress and tension and anxiety in a conscious way. You'll be in control of your tension at all times. And you'll be generally more calm and tranquil. And much less easily upset. The suggestions I will make later will be accepted by your unconscious mind. And you'll make these things an automatic part of your way of life. So that when tense situations occur, you'll react by relaxing, slowing down your breathing, putting pleasant thoughts in your mind. Let your body relax more and more fully now into the kind of comfort you really want and need. And while you do that, I'll just keep on talking. And you may find that you're aware of everything I say and remember it clearly, or you may remember very little. Even if you don't listen consciously, your unconscious is taking careful note of what I say. So whatever you do with your conscious attention will be all right. You just let me have your unconscious attention. And so you're relaxed now, and you'll become even more relaxed. I want you to imagine that you're in a building, several stories high, and between the different floors, there are escalators. I want you to go down two of these floors, using the escalators to do so. Now step on the first step, take hold of the black rubber railing, and imagine that you feel yourself going down. Down, down, as I count from 10 to 0. 10. 9. 8. Moving down. 7. 6, 5, further down, 4, 3, 2, deeper and deeper, 1, 0, right down, deeply, deeply relaxed. And so you're now on the floor below. Walk the short distance around the next escalator. Step on the first step. Take hold of the black rubber railing. And go down, down, down. As I count from 10 to 0. Ten. Nine. Eight. Moving down. Seven. Six. Five, further down. Four. Three. Two. Deeper and deeper. One. Zero. Right down now. Deeply, deeply relaxed. You feel really good right at this moment. And in future, you'll be able to recapture the feeling whenever you wish. And you can do this by saying the word relax to yourself. In your mind, slowing down your breathing. You're so relaxed now that your mind has become sensitive and receptive to whatever gets put into it. So whatever is put into your mind will sink deeply into the unconscious and cause a deep and lasting impression. Whatever gets put into your unconscious will exercise more and more influence over the way you think and feel and behave. You will become more calm and composed, more placid and tranquil. And you will respond to situations which used to make you tense by relaxing, breathing deeply and thinking of pleasant images. From this time forward, you will feel more alert and energetic. You won't think nearly so much about yourself and your difficulties. You will become more and more interested in whatever you're doing, in whatever is going on around you. And you'll be able to think more clearly, concentrate better, and give your undivided attention to whatever you're doing. You will work more effectively and with more interest. You will be more and more confident. Your confidence will grow daily. You will be confident that you are able to do what you want to do, what you know you can do, and what you will do. You will be more and more independent. More able to stick up for yourself and stand on your own two feet. And you'll find that you won't get nearly so upset about things that used to upset you. Things you have no control over, or anything that's not very important. You'll feel calm, remote and detached. You just won't get upset. Any time you've been miserable belongs already in the past and doesn't trouble you anymore. And if you remember it, it doesn't distress you. Concentrate now on a feeling of heaviness coming over your whole body. There is a feeling of heaviness coming over your legs and your arms, your feet and your hands. Your whole body feels heavy and limp. Your legs heavy and limp. Arms heavy and limp, just like lead. Your eyelids especially heavy. Heavy and tired. So heavy and so tired that when you just try to move your left arm, it will feel so heavy that you just won't want to exert the effort, and you'll prefer for it to remain just where it is. So just see now how heavy your left arm has become as you try to lift it. It's all right now, you can stop trying to lift it. But in the midst of all this heaviness, I want you to imagine that your right arm is actually starting to get lighter. So as you concentrate on that feeling of lightness, you'll become aware of a tingling sensation in your right arm. You'll find that your fingers may begin to twitch a little, and your right hand and arm will be allowed to float upwards. And so now just let that happen as you notice your right hand and arm beginning to float upwards. Let that happen. And now your body is going to return to normal, right back to normal. Your left hand and arm returning completely to normal, no longer heavy. Your right hand and arm returning to normal, no longer light. Quite relaxed and normal. And your unconscious is also capable of redirecting the flow of blood from one place to another. So if you can concentrate hard for a while, you'll find that you can direct a supply of blood to your right hand. And as I continue to speak, you'll redirect sufficient blood to your right hand to make it warmer and quite pink, and it's going to stay that way until I ask you to wake up. And then it'll gradually return to normal. Breathe slowly and deeply, warm and comfortable, and listening to the things that I say. No cares. No worries now. Everything seems remote. Your level of hypnosis varies from time to time. Sometimes you're in a lighter state and sometimes in a deeper state. And your unconscious knows the deepest level you've reached so far. Imagine now a ruler standing on its end right in front of you, with 0 millimeters at the top and 300 millimeters at the bottom. 0 to 100 millimeters is a light state of hypnosis. 100 to 200 millimeters is medium, and 200 to 300 millimeters is deep. Imagine an arrow as an indicator, pointing at the zero mark. Picture the arrow. Now you can see it. And in your mind, move the arrow down the ruler until it stops at the greatest depth you've reached. Watch closely as the arrow slides down the ruler, sliding down, and you can read the mark it stops at. It's clear and vivid now. That's fine, read it, and you'll remember that number later, and from now on, you'll go even deeper than that level. You'll find that from now on, you'll be more and more strongly aware of the reasons for giving up smoking, more and more conscious of the threat to your health, of the increased chance of dying an ugly, painful death from your heart disease or cancer, of fighting for each breath with bronchitis or emphysema, or causing severe damage to the arteries and veins in your limbs. You might comfort yourself that those things are a long way off, and that's true, it takes time, but you'll find that you are now more and more aware of interference to the way you'd like to be. The gradual lowering of fitness that smoking brings, the shortness of breath when you try to walk, play sport or climb stairs, the raw throat you get from time to time, the bad taste in your mouth, the loss of sense of taste and smell. And you'll dwell on the cost of smoking per month, per year, and think how you could spend the extra money you would save. You'll be more and more aware that smoking is becoming less acceptable to others and that it is regarded as antisocial. That smoking is dangerous to those around you, and you are forcing them to become passive smokers against their will. You say that smoking relaxes you, but you know deep down that that isn't the case at all. It really makes you more tense. You'll find if you do continue to smoke, you'll be so disgusted and disappointed with yourself that the cigarettes will taste foul, like dead ashes lying overnight in an ashtray. You'll be overwhelmed by unpleasant feelings. You'll feel sick and queasy, as if you want to throw up but can't. You really want to vomit but can't. The room will spin. You'll have a vile metallic taste in your mouth. You'll break out in a sweat. As the unpleasant, dangerous aspects of smoking take over in your mind, you'll find you do not want to pick up the cigarette in the first place, and you put it back without lighting it. At the very thought of smoking, you'll have a mental picture of a lighted cigarette with a big red stroke through it, telling you that cigarettes are strictly forbidden. We know that a rise in tension level signals the urge to smoke. And so from now on, you'll cut that urge off before it starts by relaxing and slowing down your breathing. And as you keep doing this, the urge to smoke will disappear. As well as all this, your unconscious mind knows all your reasons for giving up smoking. It will find a safe way to get rid of your smoking habit. And soon you'll find that you just can't bring yourself to smoke. You'll have no desire at all to smoke. Your craving will have disappeared. And smoking will be repugnant to you and quite remote from your needs. More and more remote from your needs. And from then on, you'll not smoke. You'll not even be aware of the smell of other cigarettes. Smoking will rarely, if ever, enter your consciousness. From that time on, you'll suffer no withdrawal effects. The unpleasant effects that usually accompany smoking will be kept to an absolute minimum. As your mastery over the habit increases, you'll become more and more proud of your self-control and willpower. You'll be healthier, your lungs will feel clearer, you'll have far more energy, and you'll feel good about yourself and the world. You'll enjoy life far more. You'll be more calm and relaxed. There will be simply no need to smoke. You'll find that even though food will taste better and better, you will make every effort not to gain weight. You will have less and less desire for high-calorie, rich, unhealthy foods, and more and more interest in low-calorie, healthy food. You'll find to your pleasure that while you enjoy food much more, you'll be able to maintain your desired weight while protecting your body against the poison of further smoking. As you cease to smoke and continue to concentrate more on enjoying low-calorie, healthy foods, you'll feel stronger and stronger, healthier and healthier, and your resistance to illness and disease will increase steadily, day by day. Now, it really doesn't matter what your conscious mind does, because it's your unconscious mind that is going to find new safe possibilities for solving your problems. Solutions that your conscious mind is unaware of or may have forgotten. And your unconscious mind knows a lot more about you than you do. It has stored away many memories and experiences and dreams. And it will start to develop trains of thought, perhaps without your conscious mind becoming aware of even the conclusions. So you don't know whether they'll be communicated to your conscious mind, or whether this is even necessary. And you can benefit from these strains of thought. Even if you aren't totally in touch with these things, you'll be adequately in touch, and your unconscious will continue thinking, reconstructing, learning, rearranging, perhaps in pleasant dreams that you may or may not remember, and that are comforting and satisfying. It will leave the unpleasantnesses and the unhappinesses of the past in the past. And you will look forward to new happinesses, new experiences, good days coming, and you look back 5 years from now at the happiness of these years. And so now, still relaxed, let your mind wander once again to your favourite relaxing scene for a while, a time when you felt really good. And if you wish to continue sleeping, then pay no attention to the instructions I'm about to give you to awaken. You'll just continue to sleep, a restful, deep, replenishing sleep, until you need to awaken, and then you'll wake up bright and alert. But if you wish to wake up, or if you need to wake, then in a moment I will count from 0 up to 10. At 7 your eyes will open, and at 10 you'll alert yourself. You'll feel fine, free of tension, quite relaxed, calm, content and alert. Wide awake and refreshed. And you'll find that the next time you'll be able to go into an even deeper state of relaxation much more quickly. Zero. Wide awake.